standing shoulder-deep in a rock pool, and Tigra shielded her eyes as a wave cascaded over the stones. The other vermin who had been sent with hair and felts to gather scallops coughed and spluttered seawater, and Tigra kept her gaze riveted on the ferret chieftain, who was swaggering about among the tents, issuing orders. The stoat mother gritted her teeth.
Look at him, Sawny Wrath, the Iron Mighty clan chief, giving out commands like the warlord of a battle horde. Run here, run there, fetch me this and give me that. Bring the best of scallops. And what for? The supper of an otter brat.
A weasel named Milk-Eye tossed a scallop into the bag slung about Weddell's neck and turned his one good eye on Antigra.
Better not let him hear you talking like that.
Antigra hailed a scallop against the rock, smashing the shell.
An otter cub, a mewling, pukey little river dog lying on a blanket in the shade, getting the choicest victuals specially cooked and fed to it. Look at my babe, Grooven. I had to leave him lying there alone, out in the sun, while I foraged for the next meal of a so-called tagarung.
Milk-Eye rescued the broken scallop and sucked the contents from its smashed shell.
"'Tis again the clan lord to speak like that about a tagarung."
Antigra curled her lip in contempt.
"Yeah, you'll see who the real tagarung is when my son grows. He'll be 10 times tougher and faster than that spoilt little rudder tail. You wait and see. Since Sawny brought that creature to our clan, he's changed, treading roughshod over us, killing and injuring his own tribe."
Felch held up his useless paw.
"Aye, Antigra's right. But who's a going to challenge Sawny? He's like lightning with that blade of his."
Antigra flattened her back against the rocks, avoiding another shower from a breaking wave.
"Sawny Roth's father was even harder and swifter, but time caught up with him. I remember him being the tagarung when I was a young'un. He lived on his legend. Sawny is older than us, growing out of his prime more every season. We can wait. The time will arrive when his paw isn't so strong, nor his eye so keen. That's when I'll take my revenge. Aye, me and my son against him and his parentless brat."
Weddell nudged Antigra.
"Whoosh, here comes the vixen."
Grisul came to the pool's edge, calling to them over the booming surf.
"Bring enough scallops for Sawny Wrath too, and don't be all day about it. I want thee to forage for wild celery and onion in the dunelands. Bring any fresh herbs you see growing there also."
Weddell hauled himself from the water, the bag of scallops clacking against his chest.
"Young scallops cooked in wild celery and onion and herbs,"
he muttered under his breath.
"I wouldn't mind a bowlful of that myself."
Milk-Eye elbowed the rat aside.
"Huh, you get what you're given like the rest of us, a lick of Sawny's temper and leftover scraps."
Antigra reached out a paw and helped Felch ashore.
"Don't fret. It might take seasons yet, but we can wait. One day the tables will be turned, and then 'twill be us eating off the fat of the land."